the National Broadband Network, perhaps the gateway to future technologies for mums and dads, families everywhere, all over the nation. The former government offered one method, which was set to bring us well and truly into the 21st century, the new government offering us something less, but nonetheless attractive as a technological option. Today, perhaps an unexpected casualty, we hear reports that the National Broadband Network's board have offered their resignations in the face of a new government who don't necessarily agree with their ways. Stilgherrian is a freelance writer and commentator on internet and technology. He's written extensively about this particular issue today, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, Stilgherrian.
Good afternoon, Matt.
What does all this mean? We're hearing reports of a board disappearing, perhaps unsurprisingly, with a change of government, a change of ideas and different values to attach to the way we consume technology in the future. So perhaps we shouldn't be surprised, but what does it actually mean?
Well, I think, you're right, Matt. There certainly isn't much to be surprised about with this board resigning. The NBN company was set up by the Labor government with the particular task of building, at least to 93% of the population in Australia, a fibre to the premises network. That means optical fibre all the way to homes and businesses. And, there's no argument that that is, in the long term, that's, the state of the art and the best way to deliver high speed internet connectivity from point to point.
So just to clarify for people who perhaps don't understand, and a lot of people still don't, the former government was offering a channel direct to your home. The present new government is offering a slight variation on that where everything takes...
Well, essentially it's sort of an interim measure, and Malcolm Turnbull has made, no bones about the fact that eventually you would want to build fibre all the way. Mm. But the problem is the Labor version was just taking too long to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
It simply was not meeting targets. Now, what can be done instead is you build fibre some of the way to a thing called a node, which is just a cabinet at the side of the street, about the size of a small fridge, and then you use the existing copper wire from there on. Because the main problem with using copper wire for the internet, and this is how most people have the internet on at home, mm-hmm. It comes over the same copper wire that delivers their telephone service,
yes,
is that it has a certain maximum speed, and that certain maximum speed declines the further you get from the telephone exchange, to the point where once you've gone a few kilometres, it really is quite slow by current world standards. So what you do is you get fibre at least part of the way there.
Yep.
That can be done quicker and cheaper, says Malcolm Turnbull, because you don't have to actually go to every single home and office and put in a new box on the wall and string fibre to it and all of that. You will at least just have to put in several tens of thousands of these nodes around the country. Now, that sounds a lot, but it's still only visiting tens of thousands of locations instead of 8 million locations,
yes,
from memory off the top of my head. It may even be a bit more than that. So the answer is really this gets more, or at least some speed increase, and still a significant speed increase, to a significant number of Australians who need it, significantly faster, significantly cheaper. But the flip side is there have been, a big bunch of people complaining, hang on, it's still not fibre all the way, you still will have to do fibre at some point down the track. So that's really the difference between the two policies. The NBN company, which was rolling out the Labor version, well, has been slow, has run into problems. Malcolm Turnbull, when he was in the opposition, had been quite critical of the board. He noted, for example, that no one on the board had actually had the experience of rolling out the telecommunications network, which he thought was odd. And so given that he's been critical of the board, we come back to how we started the conversation. It's no surprise, really, that they wanted to resign rather than continue under a new communications minister who has publicly spoken out against them.
What happens now, though? Assume the old board goes, a new board is appointed, the one that's more aligned with the new ministry's and government's objectives. We've still got a massive rollout to undertake. How long is it all going to take to get up and running?
Well, that's, I suppose, the however many million dollar question.
Yes. I think we might be running into billions here still, Gary.
Well, look, one of the problems here is simply that there are contracts in place to deliver a fibre network to many parts of Australia. Now, I should say, actually, another aspect of the coalition plan is there still will be fibre strung. Like, if it's a new housing development, you wouldn't put in copper wire. You'd just put in fibre straight away. But it will open it up to competition. So there's kind of two things that happen here. One is that you're going to get a delay of some sort simply because we're turning the ship around and now we have to get a new crew on the bridge as well. So, you know, that can't be done overnight. You know, contracts can't be rewritten overnight and so on. So there will be a delay here before we can switch to the new version. We don't know how difficult that's going to be. Obviously, the coalition says that'll all be, you know, fine and dandy and we'll deal with that quickly. But, you know, they were also trying to sell us themselves during an election. So,
indeed, yes.
You know, we're hitting the reality now. The other interesting thing about it is that, and this is one that hasn't had as much media coverage as the technical aspect, it's the fact that NBN Co. will no longer, under the coalition policy, have a monopoly on this kind of last-mile connectivity.
Which has been critical to the whole debate, really, hasn't it?
Well, that's right, because one of the key aspects of Labor's NBN proposal was that it would be the same price for the end consumer wherever you were in Australia. So that kind of meant the city users and people in high-density areas where it's cheaper to roll out the NBN would perhaps be paying a little bit more than they would otherwise, but that was subsidising rural and regional areas.
Mm.
So it's not as clear how that will work under the coalition plan. It's the way it's worded in the policy is, I mean, really, they're political weasel words, and you know, sure, they don't want to commit to too many details there, but they will be introducing competition. So that means, and we've already seen announcements from some telcos, they're going to cherry-pick the high population density, cheap to roll out, high value areas. So that is going to have to long term force up NBN Co.'s wholesale price, which means that price increase has to be passed on to the retail telcos that you and I deal with when buying services. And, you know, how is that going to affect prices? And, you know, it's a bit of an open question at this stage. Although, again, to be fair, you know, the whole NBN thing's full of open questions because it simply has been such a complex, controversial and confusing topic.
Oh, we'll have to leave it there, unfortunately, because we could talk for hours about this. It is an incredibly complex topic. Thanks for sharing some ideas about where we are at now and where we might be shortly. But, a little bit of untangling to take place, I believe, in the next next few months or so.
Indeed. No worries, Matt.
Thanks, Dorgarian.